What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, if you live in the city, you're going to pay more for your water. Starting today, the Philadelphia Water Department is raising its rates by nearly 10%. That means the average bill will go up by about $8 a month. The new rates were set by an independent city board that sets rates for the Philadelphia Water Department. Board said the rates are needed to maintain quality drinking water as well as to pay for infrastructure costs. Customers should expect another rate increase this time next year of about 5.5%.
And Philly police investigating at least four different shootings which took place between last night and this morning. Let's hear from KYW's Vic Ragapathy.
Just after 10:45 Saturday night, police say a man with a gun in Northern Liberties approached another man around Front Street and Fairmount Avenue and demanded his chains. Then police say after snatching the victim's chains, the robber shot him in the left thigh and demanded money. He also took the victim's iPhone before running off. The 45-year-old victim was taken to the hospital in stable condition. Police described the suspect as a black man with lighter complexion, standing about 5'8 to 5'10, weighing around 215. Authorities say he was wearing a blue denim jacket, a mask, and glasses. About half an hour later, police say a 42-year-old man was shot in the hip and midsection near West Rittenhouse Street and Wayne Avenue in Germantown. He was taken to the hospital privately, and police do not know his condition. Investigators are trying to find a motive. Just after 2:30 Sunday morning, a 41-year-old woman arrived at the hospital after being shot in the neck. Police say she had been shot near North 5th and West Cortland Streets in Hunting Park. The investigation is ongoing. And around 8:30 a.m., police responded to a shooting at Walker Street and Tyson Avenue in Mayfair. They say the man who had been shot walked to the hospital on his own and he's stable. Investigators have not made any arrests across the four shootings. Anyone with information is asked to contact police. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.